Welcome back to Funny Hot and Very Cool. This is not off to a great start. Technical difficulties.
Is it ever?
Like, you know, nothing.
I don't think I've ever sat down confidently and felt like we fully knew what we were doing.
No. Full stop. I don't think I've ever sat down confidently. Period.
No. And
why is sitting scary? Like, why, even in a movie theater or like a theater, when the chairs are attached and not moving, I still have to like look behind me and make sure a chair is there.
Yeah, I don't know. Sitting is scary. It's like a really big commitment.
Yeah, I'm going
to
sit
and
on
like, a you have bolted. To get it right the first time.
Yeah. Like, it's so embarrassing to sit and like
and like shimmy. Yeah. We were at dinner on Saturday and I was in like a silky dress and it was so fucking hot in DC this weekend. It was literally like the devil's asshole just splayed out all over the district.
Hot.
Sorry, splayed was a really intense word to
use
there.
It's putting asshole in front of splayed. That's what really did it for me.
It was so disgusting. And we were sitting outside at this restaurant. It was kind of like an indoor-outdoor situation. And I was just like, I'm going to have stripes of sweat because it's like an orange silk dress and that type of fabric. As soon as it gets wet, it turns shades darker.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, Audrey, when I get up and go to the bathroom, you have to tell me if I have a butt crack outline because
you gotta let me know how bad it is, girl. It's like when it's like, I'm gonna stand up, look to see if I bled through my pants.
I thankfully I just feel like I sweat through the whole dress and then it all became the same color and it was fine, but it
perfect.
Was legitimately that hot.
It's tie-dye, it's fashion.
And the restaurant we went to their AC couldn't keep up, so they had portable air conditioners.
Talking's not for us today.
And it never has been, which is interesting that we have a podcast.
I don't know why we thought it would start today. I don't know why we thought we would have no technical issues. I don't know why we thought we would be able to speak normally. Anyway, so today I'm influencing everybody. This is Trader Joe's. I believe it's seasonal. It's
do you
like
know how
those...
I feel about guava?
You like it?
I fucking love it.
Okay, same. My mom used to buy me like guava juice growing up from like the international quote unquote aisle at the grocery store. And so I fucking love it. Always have.
To be waterboarded with guava juice.
Yeah, hot.
That would be an honor, to be honest. Like, I don't deserve this.
Guava is that bitch. It's that bitch of the summer. This summer's hottest beverage, summer's hottest fruit, guava. So the Trader Joe's, they have those sparkling pomegranate things that I love in the winter, and they have a really good strawberry one too. And then I saw they had this hot ass bitch, sparkling guava juice. And so if you like guava juice and you like a little effervescence, get it. It's so good. I hate that it only comes in a 4-pack though.
Hang on, I'm dying.
Oh no.
My friend Kyle just sent me a story that says, just saying, the glow up after detachment is real with him and then without him. And he just goes, nose job may also play a factor.
Nose job what?
Might also play a factor. Oh my God. That was so good. So sorry to interrupt, but guava is the fruit of summer. I would like to pose a question as to what we think the song of summer is going
to be. Okay, I'm going to crack this then.
I don't have something to crack today unless it's alcoholic, and I feel like on a Monday at 1:19 p.m. I probably shouldn't do that.
Probably not the best.
Nice.
I put on press on nails, so that was a struggle. Anyway, continue.
I have to say, hang on. I'm bouncing all over the place. I was
we both
say,
are. This is chaos.
What is the song of summer question? But I also wanted to say, and more on this later, I saw The Basement Yard this weekend, you guys, which is basically the whole reason I wanted to start a podcast in general, because I love them. And they cracked a beverage on stage. And I was like, sorry, but that's me and Hannah's thing.
I just think it's funny that we're influencing The Basement Yard.
I know, me and Audrey both just looked at each other and we're like, oh. I was like, oh, I do that.
Okay, I gotta say, of all of the vines, we'll get to the song of the summer, but of all the Vine
No,
references that
we
I still
probably
do,
won't.
we probably won't. I still do that. I do that.
Yeah.
I go, I've never been to Uvu Javer,
Uvu
and step on my feet with the cowboy boots, bitch,
It's disgust.
disgusting. I say those all the time.
I do a, oh, I could have dropped my croissant. And I do, look at all those tickets. I also do I Smell Like
Fuck
Beef.
the
I mean, really, just, I have a book. Hang on.
Oh yeah.
I
The
have a book
classic.
somewhere here.
Oh
I
no.
don't know where it is.
It's
It's
next to your
called
bed because
Milk
you've
and
been reading it.
it's called Milk and Vine. It's a joke on Milk and Honey, the Rupi Kaur poems, and it's
Yeah.
all just written like that, only it's the
The
classic Vines.
vines.
I don't know where it is though.
Iconic. Yeah,
Oh,
it's
I see
color
here it
coded.
is.
It should be with the dark color ones.
Ugh, am I gonna be able to, oh my God, this is a bad
There
idea. They're
goes
all gonna come crashing
the whole
down.
shelf. There goes the whole
Yeah.
shelf. Oh God.
We're gonna not do that, but I just need you all to trust that I have it without
See,
having to
Kimmy's
prove it.
bookshelf serves a function. She likes books now.
Yeah, I'm a fucking book girl, dude. Okay, what is the song of summer? Is it
So it's
Espresso?
no, God,
Think
no.
about me. Why?
Because,
Why did you
well,
say it like that?
first of all, Charli XCX just released Brat.
Okay. That was my question. That was gonna be my question. Okay, so she's owning the space.
I think
She's owning the
so.
summer.
Well, at least for most of the queer-centric
Yeah.
girly pops, they pops out there, it's gonna
I
be
do
something along
also.
Brat or Chapel Roan.
Yeah, I do think we're expecting more Miley this year,
Oh, that's exciting.
which will be interesting. I don't know if it's slated to come out for the summer. Yes. Hannah's raising
Sorry, I just remembered that Tuve Lu also
Tuvalu
released her
also.
EP that fucking
Yes.
slaps. So
It does
I think
slap.
Espresso was great transition, like that more Memorial Day weekend transition. But I
Yeah.
think that
Think about
her
me.
Espresso is fading out, and her Please 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 or whatever that people are starting to become more obsessed with now, I don't think it's going to be as big as Espresso. And
Yeah, well, it's not as like poppy.
yeah. So that's my hot
Okay.
take.
Well, we'll circle back in 2 months and
Yeah.
make a final assessment as to whether or not it's 365 Charli XCX, right? Is the song of the
Oh,
summer.
I don't know which song specifically, but there's a because there's a
Gays are
couple that
talking
I've been
about
listening
one in
to.
particular.
Okay, I was gonna say in the playlists I've been listening to, there's always been a couple which are really
Yeah.
good. And there's the one with her and Lorde, which I actually kind of vibe with. Yeah. Brat. The marketing
Brat.
around the Brat album was just freaking
Good. It's good. It's good, good, good,
what
good. Oh my
Oscar.
God. Oh my God. What? Oh, weird noises in my headphones.
I will also say that her like extended release version of the album, you know how people always do like the deluxe.
Yeah.
So hers is says Brat, but it's the same, but there's three more songs. So
Oh,
it's
just
not.
like really crystal clear merchandising. Like,
Yeah,
please
I just
avoid the
think it's
confusion.
so fucking funny. Anyway, yeah, like he Brat Summer is already a playlist. Like it's just
Incredible. It's
Yeah,
so good. Well,
Spring
I'm
Breakers was the one I
excited.
was thinking about.
I feel
Anyway,
like music has really been musicking lately.
I agree.
We've got some good releases this year from our pop queens, and we're expecting more. So I'm excited about it.
I'm ready for Hot Pop Summer.
It is Hot Pop Summer.
And by
I
Hot
am a
Pop, I
little.
don't mean a warm Coca-Cola. I mean Hot Pop music.
No, I am a little overwhelmed. I like felt like I had no shows coming up, and now I have like two dozen, and I don't really know how that happened, but like now until October, I basically average one a week. And like some are literally 3 in 1 week because it's like you plan them so far out that you don't really have a perception of them stacking up.
Interesting.
And then I'm just
Yeah.
like, I'm
Now
going
you're
to
like
Echo
fuck,
Stage
fuck,
on a
fuck, fuck, fuck,
Saturday
fuck,
and then
fuck.
9:30 Club on a Sunday and then like Anthem on the next Wednesday. And I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy that in the moment. But it starts literally at like in 2 weekends, and then it's just like a marathon of shows through mid-October.
Well, Kimberly, you work in a company that is heavily influenced in that industry, so it makes sense that you're always surrounding yourself with it.
I suppose. I wanted to go back quick to how hot it was in DC this summer because a soapbox, I think I will die on, a hill I will die on. It's a soapbox on top of a hill, and then I'll die there.
Okay.
Is the fact that AC and Ubers
Oh.
should be mandated. At least in the summer, if not always, like getting in a car in the back seat, where most likely because it's a small sedan, there is not even air vents in the back seat. And it is literally a real feel of 106 degrees outside. I've been waiting outside for you for 3 to 5 minutes. And now I'm getting in this fucking car that has no air conditioning. And when you ask, a lot of people won't turn it on because they want to save their gas. And I'm just sitting there like, look, my bruises match.
What the fuck were you doing? That's so funny.
This is my burn scar. And
Oh, it
this is
looks
a
like a bruise on
bruise,
here.
but they're in the exact same locations.
I just have marks from tanning bronzer from spray booths all over like
Nice.
my body. So,
Fun.
yeah.
I don't know what I was doing to deserve this, but I did something. Anyway, if you're an Uber driver and you're listening to this, please, for the love of God, put on your air conditioning in the summer. I'm gonna rate you a zero if you don't.
I've never been to Uvu Javver.
Never been to Uber. It just drives me crazy. I'm like, I'm sweating. I don't want to get to where I'm going
I know. I
with pit
was.
stains. I'm gonna get pit stains at some point. Anyway, I don't want it to happen in the first 5 minutes of my social activity.
Literally. Speaking of Ubering, it made me think of going out. I went out this weekend and I have an update. So, first of all, actually, before I get to the update, I will say I was planning on maybe like going on a date with a guy, meeting him up, whatever. There was maybe like implication of if things went well, we would like hang out at his place. He has cats, plural. So I was like, that's fun. Your cats are cute. I would want to meet them, you know?
Good.
So even if nothing happened, I was like, yes, I would do it for
The
kitten.
cats.
Yes. So it's like later on in the day, like 4 o'clock after 4 o'clock. And he's like,
And
by
on
the way,
what day? Saturday?
a Saturday.
Okay.
He goes, by the way, did I mention that I live with my dad?
No,
As
you left that part
someone,
out.
so this is not me being hypocritical, as someone who lives with her parents currently, I get it. You know, but there was the whole thing of like, let's meet up, like, see how the vibes are in person. If good, we go back, meet cats, maybe play video games, whatever the fuck. I was like, you actually didn't tell me that. And now I have to think about things. So probably not gonna meet up tonight. Because for me, whether my parents are here or not, I'm not bringing somebody back. Even with the intention of just hanging out. Like, how uncomfortable. And then
Hey,
also, like, what
Dad.
is this? Fucking high school? I'm like, I don't want to be like your
My
dad's
parents didn't drop
upstairs.
us off.
Exactly. I was just like, this actually ruins everything. So you did not tell me this at all. You told me that like you had family in the area and that you had cats.
You're a liar, a liar
And I
panting
literally
fire.
was upfront with like, I live with my parents. Okay. And yes, I may have a whole floor to myself, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, you know what I mean? It was just so uncomfortable. I was like, okay. So then I was like, I am feeling so weird. Like, the vibes are so off at Applebee's. I gotta go out. So I texted my friend Manny and I was like, girl, what are you doing tonight? And he was like, oh, we're going out. It's a friend's birthday, whatever, come with. And I was like, great. Love being dragged
Say
around.
less.
So we go out and everyone's really cool. This girl's birthday, it's fine. And then, like, we're leaving the pregame because we get there and it was kind of like we did two shots and we're leaving type deal. And as we're leaving, this other girl pulls up and Manny looks at me and rolls his eyes. And I look who it was. And it's that girl that we had went out with a couple weeks ago. And I talked about her on the podcast
Yeah, the
saying,
pick me girl.
yes, who was like all about her, not a girl's girl, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And then we kind of started walking and it was a sizable group, you know, it was like at least 20 people. And so you kind of have like space down on the sidewalk. And I was like, do you not like her? He goes, no. And I was like, oh my God.
I've talked about it on the internet.
Literally, I was like, I thought I was being kind of like a little ridiculous, honestly, when I was talking about it. You know, I thought I was like reading into it and just being like, she's just not as chill as me because I'm a chill, cool girl.
Yeah.
And then we're like out at a bar and we're like all kind of in a big group and it's crowded and it's loud. And I look over and I see my friend Elijah's talking to her. Hi, Elijah. He listens to the podcast. If you haven't seen The Crowded Room on Apple, he's in that with mm-hmm. Tom Holland. Love him. Mm-hmm. And he makes eye contact with me and I'm just like vibing. And then like, I'm like talking to somebody else. Anyway, that girl walks away from him. He comes over. He goes, I saw you looking at me. Like, why didn't you step in? I was like, what do you mean? He goes,
yeah.
He goes, you didn't do anything. You did not come save me. I was like, I didn't know everyone didn't like her. I thought it was just me. I thought I was being a fucking bitch. So there's validation. Nobody likes that girl. Everyone feels the same way.
Yeah.
It's always about her. She's always very pick me. And wouldn't you know it, every time I looked at her, she was talking to a different guy in the group we went out with. And like when I say hanging on, she was hanging on to some of them. So that's my update. Thanks for listening.
She still sucks.
Yeah. But I was just like, no one told me nobody liked her. So
I know. I feel like those are the types of things that you have to talk about. I actually bonded with this girl. One of my friends, I guess, friend of friends pre-games. And I went in like right after having gotten out of a relationship. And I was like, I'm just going to go meet new people. And I didn't want to like be a puppy dog to my friend who invited me all night. So I was like, you go hang out with your friends. I'll meet new people so that I'm not like annoying you.
Exactly.
And I ended up meeting this girl and we're still really close now. We're like good friends. And we bonded over not liking the same girl there. Like this guy's new Hinge girlfriend was just so, so pick me. And she was like trying to run the beer pong table and like making all of these like, oh, I'm just one of the boys, like all those types of comments. And me and this girl were standing there and we were like just chit chatting. And she was like, I just have to like say something kind of mean. And I was like, okay.
Can I just
like,
say?
Yeah. She was like, this girl like sucks. Right. And I was like, oh my God, I've been holding it in all night. And we bonded over hating the same person. And now we're besties for the resties. So you really, yeah. What brings people together? Disliking the same people and liking the same things.
When someone says, can I say something? Can I be honest? Can I be mean? I'm just like, please.
Yeah, Carly always used to say, can I just be mean for a second? And I'm like, you're going to anyway, so just say it.
Yeah, that too. But I'm also like, I would rather you get something out in the open because chances are you're not alone, baby girl. Like, it's probably not mean and you're probably validated in your thoughts.
Yeah, precisely. I can't stop thinking about how hot it is outside. And even though I'm from Florida, it still gets to me. But I also was wondering this weekend, like when you're trying to flirt with someone, when it's really hot out, like where do you touch? Because I don't want to be up against someone in this weather, but I'm also like so needy. And I'm like, if you don't like touch my arm, I'm going to assume that you hate me and want me to get hit by a bus.
Correct.
So I just am like, where is the line?
Yeah, no, I'm a furnace and I'm always like, I'm sweating right now. I have my hair down and then I'm like, I have boob sweat going on. And like, I don't want to show the sweat stains, but holy shit, they're there.
Oh my God.
So like touching in the summer is a lot for me. And it's gonna be where you touch me is only in air conditioning or like after the sun goes down. Like and it's going to start like with like
pool.
Somewhere where I can have like another type of like regulation to like my body heat, you know, like it's
what
hot
if
up
we
here
made out
but
in
like
my waiting pool.
Yeah, what if we made out underwater so we could just spit water back and forth into each other's mouths? Have you ever seen those interviews with people who like earn a
Baby
rom-com
bird.
And they like, how was filming this scene where you like made out in the pool underwater? And they're like, it was disgusting because you just have a bunch of water in your mouths.
Yeah, I don't know, that's like such a, it's like a staple of like rom-com scenes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are we kissing underwater?
It's gross.
Who was like, this is a good idea? I'm like, my mouth is open, it's now full of chlorine and sunscreen. And like,
ew, sunscreen. If you're
I
in a
mean,
pool, everyone else's body fluids and
ew,
oils.
stop. Oh my God. Every weekend when I'm in my pool, it's like the day goes on and it just gets a sheen on the top of it from people's sunscreen. And I'm like, I mean, they're like luxury apartment building pools, so they're like 3 to 4 feet deep. They're wading pools at
Yeah,
best.
and it's like 2 inches wide, but still.
Right. Yeah, you can tip your big toe in.
I'm like, just dump the bottle of Clorox in at this point. Like, holy shit. Like,
Yeah, also
this is gross.
speaking of baby birds.
Uh-oh. Oh no. What happened?
I had a moment on Saturday night. I need to preface this and say, like, I was pretty drunk, but I still think if I would have been sober, it would have affected me the same way. Audrey could tell I was really upset because I actually let her hug me, and
Was this before or after you saw Basement Yard?
after.
Oh
So thankfully I made it through the night giggly and
no. Okay,
then
good.
lost it. But we're at Anthem and we leave on like the main avenue sides, like the back side, and we're standing out there waiting for our Uber. And I just hear like all this chirping, and I was like, what is that? And so me and some other people like go up to the door, and basically there was this little baby bird who had probably gotten stuck in like the door hinge in some way, but it was still alive. And it was the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. It like couldn't really fly, and it was chirping, and it was so sad. And it was like literally this big. Like
Oh, it fell out of the nest.
it was like golf ball sized. It was so tiny. And so we were like trying to pick it up, and like we put it in a tree, and then it got mad and tried to fly, but it couldn't fly. So it kept like flying and then hitting the ground. And I was like, I just wanted to stay in the fucking tree because we're on Main Avenue. It's Saturday night on the wharf at 11 p.m. It's so fucking busy.
Yeah.
And so at one point it like flew and landed on a Capital bike share rack, and I like went to pick it up and try to move it again. This was like 15 minutes of effort. I want to just paint that picture. And it flew straight out into the street, fell because it couldn't fucking fly, and got hit by a car and then ran over twice, literally 5 feet in front of me. And it was one of those moments where I was just like, not okay. It's like, I really tried to save this bird and it didn't. Julia was like, it was gonna die anyway. Like, it had a clipped wing. And I was
It
like,
was like it was, and all these humans touched it. So, like, the mom probably would reject it.
yeah.
And then also, like, it fell out of a net. I'm crying now. That is
No,
so
I
traumatic.
legitimately cried. I cried. It was so dramatic. I was like, I just came off of this like high of seeing my favorite like podcast comedians live, and now I killed this bird. And I felt so physically and directly responsible because I feel like if I would have left it on the Capital bikes, it may have just stayed there. But because I tried to pick it up, it got mad and flew away from me into cars. And so I just was like, I just killed a fucking bird. And it was so cute. And I don't even really like birds. And this little bird was so cute. It was like killing a fucking duckling, dude. It was like fuzzy. And I was like, I'm gonna freak out. And I did. And
That
I can't stop thinking about it. And yeah, Audrey hugged me. And
is literally traumatic. I
it
don't
was so
know.
traumatic. I killed a fucking bird, you guys.
Holy
A
crap.
baby one at that.
Well,
Yeah. But seeing the basement yard was good.
are
They
you and
were,
Joe Santagato married now or what?
fortunately, no, like, not sure if you heard, but he has a new girlfriend, and she's like the hottest thing to ever have walked planet Earth.
And it's not you. That's crazy.
I
So she's not the hottest
know.
thing
Well,
that walked planet Earth because she's not
I'm
you.
second hottest, so but we did get to meet Keith and Ahmed and some friends, and it was really funny. I laughed a lot. We sat kind of in the back, but we could still see pretty well because it was like flat seating. But I don't know if Anthem's like naturally a little bit
Sloped.
sloped. I bought merch. That was fun. Overpriced, but actually the shirts are like kind of sick and good quality. So I was like, that was exciting.
And I mean, that's
Frankie
how
did.
they get a lot of their money anyways from merch sales
Yeah,
these days, so.
exactly. Frankie did a slam poetry set, which was like the best part of the whole night.
I
But
love
yeah, it was really
those.
good. I was pretty drunk. We'll definitely want to see them again if they hit the road. And I love Anthem, so can't really complain. And whilst I was there, I have an update. on someone that we've previously talked about on this podcast.
Oh,
So if you're a
the pod
loyal
for
listener,
updates.
you might remember in roughly late December, January time zone, time era, I
In my
had,
January era.
in my January era, I had a story where I had run into someone at a Christmas party whom I had previously had relations with, whom I then found out was slandering my name and telling all of our mutual friends that he can do better than me and that, like, he's better than me and all of this stuff. That was disgusting, especially after you like have hooked up with someone multiple times. Oh, and that I wanted a relationship, which was the best part because, again, if anyone remembers the story, I literally dapped this man up when I left his apartment.
You didn't even
Regardless,
have his number saved.
I didn't have his number saved, but now I do, which is unfortunate for me because on Saturday night, he texted me. Also, Saturday day, I went to have brunch and watch the Euro Cup with our mutual friends. And I didn't ask if he was going to be there. I just didn't want to open that can of worms. And so I got there, and our friend was like, I wasn't going to tell you this because I knew you wouldn't come, but this person's on his way. He's joining. And I was like, whatever, I'll be nice. Like, I was a really big bitch the last time I saw him. I think he got the hint. So
Yeah.
I'll be kind. And I was. So if you see any like really sick good karma coming my way, you know why. But I paid for brunch because I was like closest to the waiter and I was like, whatever, I'll get the points. So later that night, he texted me. It's 9:25. I've been drinking literally since noon. He goes, hey, how much do I owe you for brunch? And I was like, I don't know. I'll figure it out on Monday. Like 9:25 on a Saturday night, I'm not fucking calculating my
I'm
Venmos.
balancing my checkbook after drinking all day.
I'm not balancing my checkbook. That is a Monday morning activity at best.
Literally.
And he goes, LOL, okay, you doing anything else tonight? And I was like,
Is bro
in
trying to get
what?
laid again?
Dude, Hannah, literally the last time I saw him,
What
we
the
would be in like a group
fuck?
conversation and he would say something to me and I would look at him like this and then look at someone else and like start a different conversation.
Also,
I
I'm
ignored
sorry.
him.
If your
I said
shit.
bye to everyone there and hugged everyone except for him. Like the message was so goddamn clear that I want nothing to do with him.
If you're. Sh is he. If he, if someone's shit talking you, like to a friend of yours, like a mutual friend, like you would expect that it would get back to you.
Right. And
Like.
also, this is just so funny. Like all of the shit talking, I'm like, you're on my desk. That's
Yeah.
hilarious. So he goes, you doing anything else tonight? And I go, yeah, busy. Literally two words. Yeah, busy. Fucking podcast title. Yeah, busy. He goes, amazing. It was great seeing you earlier. And I just thumbs up it.
Yeah, he's being a sarcastic dick to that. Like, why the
Yeah.
fuck are you
So
texting?
you can see the proof in the thumbs up. Just thumbs up. Why are you talking to me? Aren't you so above me? Aren't I so below you that I
Aren't
could
you so
do?
clingy? I thought you wanted a relationship, so he was trying to blow you off.
Literally, I should have said, what do you want to date? Gross.
I'm not
So
trying to get
yeah,
married right now.
that was some good validation for me. I mean, not really, because he's a piece of shit and a half, but like
Yeah, it's just validating to see that he's still a piece of shit. And maybe two.
yeah.
I
And
think
I
he's
was like,
more
oh,
than a
I'm sorry.
half.
Was our 45 minutes of me not ripping you a new asshole at brunch like an indicator that I want back in your pants? No. Grow up, dude. Grow up. I can't.
I it's just like the
I
amount
want to
of
put him on Fear Factor.
the amount of years we've known this kid and the fact that he's still the fucking same is crazy to me. It's like
Yeah.
every once in
Because
a
I
while you're
feel
like,
like.
maybe he grew up and then.
No, we've had a lot of our guy friends like go through so many character arcs where I'm just like, good job. Like,
Literally,
really excellent. Good job.
And
Like,
him, you're like, maybe this is it. Maybe it's finally happening.
and then that
Alas.
happens, and I'm like, wah, wah, wah.
Well, on the topic of men sucking, I have been
Here we go.
entertaining somebody in Tinder messaging purely for entertainment purposes at this point because I wanted to see what would happen.
I mean, my dating apps are under my entertainment folder on my phone.
I need everyone to know that I stuck this out for the pod. So this is for you guys. You better fucking enjoy this.
All two of our listeners. Hey, yeah. Audrey.
Audrey, my mom, and Elijah, and my brother-in-law. There's
yeah,
four people.
Yeah, Scott is so loyal.
Yeah. Love you, Scotty. Scotty B. Which, by the way, he's just been messaging me, like, all of the memes about that girl who's getting street interviewed doing, like, give it the
tour. Yeah. So I sent the screenshot that I just read to you guys to our mutual friends, because I was like, does he really think, bitch, do you think? And he just responded, hawk tour.
But not in like a sexual way, and like get it off my desk. No, in like a
let me spit on you. You're disgusting. Yeah, and not in a hot way.
All right. So this guy, I was like, look, he doesn't look like, you know, maybe good. The most star-studded selection on Tinder, but he mm-hmm. looks cute. He seems nice.
Okay.
He seems.
We'll
funny.
Take it.
Whatever. I was like, if anything, it would be a fun date with somebody who, you know, maybe is better than you expect, right? Who am I to be yeah. so judgmental on these apps that encourage me to be judgmental?
Yeah, how dare you?
Anyway, so I was like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, drinking my coffee. My day is getting started. So this is like where I think things are all normal. And we're talking about how fucking hot it is outside with, what did you say? Satan's something asshole. What was his asshole doing? Spewing? Who's to say? What?
I blacked out for a second. My dad texted me.
I said, what did you say earlier? Satan's something asshole. Satan's spewing asshole. And you just looking at your phone.
Sorry. Splayed.
Splayed. Thank you.
Splayed.
Splayed asshole.
Just splayed. Also works.
There you go. And he's like, oh, like, I'm going to go for a run. And then I'm going to go for a job to a job interview. And I was like, okay, like, you know, I'm not in the greatest financial and work situation ever. So I was like, good luck, whatever. And he's like, yeah, it's at this warehouse. And I was like, well, hopefully it does have AC. And we're talking. And then he's like, maybe we could meet up. Like, you could come over. Like, I have a cat, blah, blah, blah. Why do I keep finding
so
guys with
cats?
I don't know.
I mean, listen, I'm here for it.
I mean, same. Like, am I allergic? Yes, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, so I was like,
and you'll be dealing with that on Friday.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'd love to meet the cats. Like, it would be fun to meet up type deal. And he's like, when are you free? And I was like, well, maybe this weekend. And he's like, you can come over. We can do anything you want. And I was like, okay, well, like, maybe we can meet in public first and see how that goes.
Yeah.
He goes, I wish I had my license right now. And I just said, oh,
as in, like, okay, like, misplaced it?
I had many questions, such as mm-hmm. that. Like, mm-hmm. you physically lost a license? You got your license mm-hmm. revoked? Like, what is...
Right.
So I said, why don't you?
Good question.
And he said, DUI, straight line, mouth, eyes, emoji. And that's when I said, okay, unemployed.
Who are you, Justin Timberlake?
Unemployed, DUI, lost license. So I have so many questions. And I also said in this moment, this is pod content. I am purely at this point, all of my red flags are up. I'm never meeting this person. Everybody, just so you know.
This isn't even like a red flag. This is like a
hard stop.
A hard stop.
I would have never messaged this person back after he said DUI, except this is for you guys. Okay. I put up with this for you guys. And it gets better. So in my head, I'm like, in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. you don't lose your license on your first DUI unless it's like super fucking extreme for some reason.
That's pretty insane.
You have
to have.
I don't
know what most state laws are, but that sounds insane.
So the first DUI is like maybe I don't know what it is, and a fine and all that stuff. The second
a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, the second DUI is when you can lose your license. But if your first DUI, like if your blood alcohol level is so extreme, then they'll take your license. Okay. So I'm Googling this.
It's like, you're not that drunk.
Yeah, it's like 0.08, I guess, if you pay us $100 and like write a
we'll
paper,
let
we'll
this
let
one
it go.
go.
Yeah.
You just have to stand on the side of the road and hold a sign that says I got
Yeah, like we'll just
a
put like a little like check mark next to your name. So it happens again. Oh well. So I was like, oof, that's tough. How long does one lose a license for? I don't know how that works. Ha ha. And then
This is
looking
such a
at it,
laughing matter. Like, DUIs.
could have killed someone. And I, again, on Magoogles, it said you could lose your license for like 12 to 18 months, depending on severity, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, 18 months because I wouldn't do a blood test. I'm like, so they wanted
So you,
to test your blood alcohol level and you flat
and
out
you,
refused.
because you had other things in your blood, most likely.
That's a great point.
Thank
I did
you.
not follow up on that. I was like,
Well, Hannah, you should have been thorough, okay?
well, so here's what's going on. He responded at like 6 a.m. I was like, this is a lot. I really don't know if I want to continue talking to this person, blah, blah, blah. I work that day,
I
all
keep
this.
getting the weirdest fucking text right now. Like,
Every time we pod, you get the weirdest texts.
okay, sorry.
It's okay. I can't wait to get the update. But anyway, so 6 a.m. he texts me, and then 6 p.m. he double texts me because I guess he's interested in getting to know me. Throw
Do you think
that
he
to your,
scheduled that? That seems
yeah.
very.
I don't know. But he goes, I missed you today.
Ew, ew. We've never met. What is wrong with
We
people?
talked for less than 48 hours on this app. I go, well, it was 10:30 at night ago. I got home from work 30 minutes ago. I had a busy day. How was yours? And this is what I was like. We're gonna see how this goes because now I'm interested in how crazy this guy is.
You want to come over?
He goes, I laid out tanning, went on two jogs in the heat somehow, gonna go for a jog this morning, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I can't believe you're running in this weather. That's literally insane. And he's like, I'm trying to get back in shape again. I'm sick of the way I look, not being able to drive to the gym twice a day. And then he follows that up with, I wanna try to get back into great shape for you, kissy emoji.
Oh my God.
And I said, well, it seems like you're already in great shape, but like, do what's best for you. And he's like, what's best for me is anything that makes you happy, smiley emoji. And then I am going
Okay,
to an,
simp.
this is Wednesday morning where I'm in a car going to Knoebels Amusement Park. Shout out Knoebels, I love
Important.
you. And then he follows up again, like an hour later, because I didn't text back and goes, also, I'm in the boonies of Pencil. I'm in Pennsylkentucky. The service is spotty, you know? And he goes, I want to make all the other girls jealous of you for having me to yourself. That's
Disgusting.
the
That's
double text.
disgusting.
Yeah. And at this point, I'm like cracking up to myself in the car ride. And then I go, haha, that's so sweet.
Oh my God.
And he
Ha
goes,
Nice. Don't
ha,
kill yourself. You're
ah,
so sexy.
stop. Oh my God, you're so sexy. Don't die. He goes, I'm serious. I want to make you happy forever and ever.
Never met.
I know. I'm like, it's Wednesday.
Dude,
We
if
started
my
talking on like a
husband said
Thursday or
that to me,
Friday.
I would panic.
This is not even like, I know, right? I'm like, we've known each other for 25 years. What are you doing? Like, this guy, I, less than a week, Kimberly, of messaging
Kimberly.
randomly on Tinder. And then I said, I want to make you happy forever and ever. I said, so thoughtful.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
He goes, I jogged 3 times today, a little over a mile each time. Then I got into the creek out back right after each time to cool down. I was like, oh, swim is great. Also, he spelled it crick because apparently he's from Pittsburgh. I don't know that I'm just
Wait, well, I
assuming.
don't think that where you're from judges how good you are at spelling words.
No. In Pittsburgh, they call a creek a crick.
But is that just how they pronounce it?
Yeah, and they probably spell it that way too.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like I'm not spelling bagel any differently because I'm from the Midwest. It's
But
still spelled
you will say, but
PHEL.
you still say pop instead of soda.
But
So
that's, I guess, vernacular.
I don't know. Anyway, he's like, I love getting
Can
in
we
the
get a
creek.
linguist in here?
Yeah. Then he goes, I love getting in the creek. So I was like, so you're not from Pittsburgh? Okay. And I was like, yeah, especially when it's hot out. And then he was saying how like all these people were in the creek or whatever. I was like, that's great neighborhood vibes. And he's like, me too. But I think I love your eyes and smile more. Heart eye emoji.
Where'd
Out
that
of nowhere.
come
Out of
left
nowhere.
field? Pop fucking fly, my
I was
dude.
like, haha, you keep flattering me. And he goes, well, you deserve it. I was like, thanks. He goes, how's your day, sweetheart?
Ew.
Okay,
Absolutely
anyway,
not.
there's like a few more random things like that. Like, oh, like doing this, did that. And he's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, out in the heat again. And I was like, you're a slut for the heat, haha. Because, like, what the hell is
Yeah.
wrong with this guy? He has nothing to
Oh,
do
I'm
because
so
he's stuck
nervous
at
to know
home
what
all
he
day.
responded.
This is when it gets good. He goes, is it that or that I'm your slut and I'm trying to sweat my ass off to get in shape for you? With the emoji with the hearts around it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
This is yeah.
Correct. Correct. That's
So all I
completely
did was
fair.
sent just straight up like laughing crying emojis, and then I followed up with, are you
I
in
don't think we
the
should talk.
I don't know. I haven't messaged him in a bit, but I go, are you into power play like that or whatever? And he goes, I'm trying, kissy emoji. I was like, so you trying to be a sub? And he was like, what do you mean by that? I may. I was like, I don't know. Some people are into like dom sub stuff. So I just wanted to know. He's like, what's sub mean? Like submissive? And I was like, yeah. He goes, well, I will for you, babe, kissy emoji. I was like,
I
no.
don't
I
think he knows what that means.
was like, no, not for me. I was just wondering since it seemed like you might be. He goes, oh, no, then because I'm dominant, unless you want otherwise.
That's not what that means. That's
I
not how that works. You either
know.
are or you aren't. I mean, I guess you could be versed, but
Anyway, then I was just like, okay, gotcha. He goes, what would you like, babe? That's not dominant at all.
that's not what that means.
I was like, I'd like to just keep doing what we've been doing. And he goes, okay, good morning, beautiful. Cause he, that was like the next day. And then that's pretty much when I stopped talking to him. So
As you should. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
I was like, I think I have enough content now. It's not gonna get any better than that. I did enough. That was a lot.
we're talking for the content. Yeah,
Literally,
that was a lot.
that was a in a way, I'm like, I'm glad I kept going because that's fucking
Yeah.
hilarious, but also crazy that there are people like
That
out.
is.
I mean, I felt
And you never met. Like, it's not even like you went on one date and he was like, it was love is at first sight. I have to do whatever I can to keep this woman in my life. It was
like,
like,
call me a German submarine, the way I'm getting love bombed by this guy.
yeah, I mean,
It was a lot.
that was good. Thank you for not telling me any of this, like in our normal day-to-day friendship,
No,
because having
you
my,
don't understand this the way I wanted to send all of these screenshots to the group chat.
yeah.
I was dying. But anyway, so I did that for you guys. You're welcome. I'm really out here on the front line. Support our troops, and the troops are me.
I'm gonna start not giving any of my real life updates to our actual friends and just use it as a test to see if they actually listen to the podcast or not. And just be like, oh, actually, like my boyfriend, you have a boyfriend? Well, didn't you listen?
I don't think my boyfriend, the 12-foot skeleton, would be too happy to hear about this.
Oh my God, I'm
Anyway.
delirious. I'm so delirious. I'm so tired. I haven't been sleeping because I've been spending a lot of time in the sun. And I normally feel like being in the sun and like exhaust you.
It's the heat, it's the
It's the
humidity.
heat. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. I feel like
Wouldn't
normally
be
it
so cold if it
exhausts
wasn't for the
you.
wind. Oh,
It
God,
makes
yeah,
me
it
so
takes it out
tired.
of
And
you.
it is taking it out of me, but then I don't sleep because my skin and like my body temperature just can't regulate. So I feel like I'm getting in bed and I'm just like, cannot have my fan on high enough. I can't have my AC turned down enough. I'm so physically warm that I'm just like laying there, like so uncomfortable. So I just, and I don't remember ever like feeling like this. I'm like, maybe it's just global warming, dude, but it's so hot.
Yeah, normally these heat waves happen in like July, August, I feel
It's
like.
just weird. I'm like, I just can't cool down. And I'm like waking up in a sweat. And I'm also anxious because that's probably it too.
Yeah, it sounds.
Oh,
There's
not my
nothing
night
like. I
sweats.
was gonna say, there's nothing like an anxiety heat flash to get me going. And by get me
My
going,
God.
I mean sweating profusely.
And like having to wake up and change my sheets. That's actually
Literally.
never happened to me, but it has happened to my sister.
Oh, yeah, I've had to like wake up. I don't change the sheets, but I'm like, I gotta wash the PJs. I'm taking a shower. Like, that's how sweaty I
Yeah,
feel.
literally disgusting.
Yep.
That guy that you were just talking about is kind of reminded me because he just like kept sending you things that obviously you weren't really into. When you unsubscribe from an email or text list, and then they email or text you to confirm that you're no longer subscribed. Can yeah. we not do that? Like,
well, you know what it is. It's some fucking Karen, like, tried to sue somebody because she's like, I unsubscribe and you keep whatever. So they have to send a confirmation for your records.
Right.
Which is, it feels stupid, but it's because somebody couldn't.
Because I'm like, I get a fucking text from, like, Gilt. And they're like, hey, there's a sale. And I'm like, I don't care. And you're really driving my over-consumerism. So I need to turn this off. And I'll turn it off. And then it'll be like, thanks for unsubscribing. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't want the text. And now I got another text.
Yep. Oh, my favorite.
Speaking. Oh.
I was going to say.
We just have so much to gab about.
We do. I was just going to say my favorite ones of those are, and they're very strong right now, are the political ones because it's election year. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I press stop every time, unsubscribe every time, and then all of a sudden it's a new
person
in another state with another plea in another way. And I'm like, how many? It's exhausting. It's a full-time job.
I think this is the most I've ever yawned on a pod episode before.
That's the first yawn I just noticed, so.
Oh, that was like my fourth on this episode. I was going to say that, speaking of overconsumption, I've realized recently I'm a body wash whore.
Really? Are you like?
I don't feel clean unless my body is legitimately like caked in body wash. I'm not like a dollop on my loofah girl. I'm like, I want it to be a thick layer.
Foamy. Are you one of those people though that gets like all of the Tree Hut products and then has them color coordinated, organized in their shower and all, where it's like, here's the lotion, shave lotion, the body wash, the scrub, the body oil, the body lotion?
Because I do think a lot of those things are just marketing. Like, I don't think that the products themselves are actually that different or beneficial. I do use the Tree Hut body scrub.
I like their body scrubs.
Yeah, for exfoliating, but otherwise I just use like normal like Nivea body wash, literally whatever's on sale.
Yeah.
But I have to use so much of it in order to feel clean. It's like the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it's like when you learn about skincare and it's like you actually don't want to feel like your skin is tightening or like whatever, like afterwards you're like, it feels squeaky clean. And it's like actually feeling squeaky clean technically isn't good for your skin.
No, there are a few cleansers that have made me feel like that, where you like smile after and you're like, oh
yeah,
it feels waxy. And I'm like, that's not.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like my skin could crack, but, yeah, I went on a body wash journey recently, and what I ended up liking was actually a Old Spice one.
Interesting. Okay.
And I feel like it got me clean, and the scent wasn't over. Boy. I know the scent wasn't over like powering or anything afterwards either. So I feel like I didn't smell like a dude, but it was like I put on my deodorant, I could smell it under my armpits, and that was pretty much it. But then
I'm a scent whore as well. I want to be smelly. I want to smell so good that you're going to throw up because you want to eat me alive.
Yes. Well, so I agree. And I like the smell of this because it smells like a clean dude. But like at the same time, I don't want to smell like a clean dude.
Sometimes I like smelling like a dude though. Like I have cologne and I'll just be like, I smell like a douchebag and I love it.
Yeah, that's true. But then I was staying at the neighbor's house watching their dogs and I got myself a little travel body wash. And it's the Saltaire brand.
Never heard of it.
Or Saltaire or Saltaire. I don't know.
Yes, like Saltaire is in like the ocean.
Yeah. And but it looks like it's all one word. And I got it at Target and it smells delicious.
That Target.
It's like bergamot and sandalwood or something. And
love
it just
that combination.
Smells so good that I was like, fuck the Old Spice. I almost
was
just said
expensive,
Old Bay.
Though? Because it sounds like it's expensive.
I don't
though.
Remember what the price was for the little guy, but I was like, well, next time I need body wash, I'm gonna look there first, do a price comparison, see if anything's on sale type deal, and if not, at least I have all reliable Old Spice.
Yeah, so. I do like the Ulta body washes because they have really fun smells, but I decided next time I run out, I'm gonna treat myself and go like old school Bath and Body Works warm vanilla sugar, because that shit slaps.
That was classic. I just feel like those ones don't get me clean enough, and also I feel like I get body breakouts, so I'm like, I need something that's not gonna break me out.
I will also say I recently switched to Nivea that because it was on sale, and I've been again spending a lot of time outside, so I'm wearing a metric fuck ton of sunscreen, and I will get out of the shower after like You just heard what I said. Like, I body wash it up. I'll get out of the shower and like wipe with my towel and it'll just pill. And then I'll get back in the shower and try to scrub off the remaining sunscreen residue. I'm like, why won't it go away? How do you get sunscreen off of your skin
I have
if
to
it's not?
exfoliate a lot if it's especially if it's like a physical sunscreen with like the zinc
Yeah.
oxide, titanium
And I'm like, I
dioxide.
don't.
So annoying.
They weren't even physical sunscreens. They were
Oh.
harmful, just sprays. But
Okay,
I'm
well,
like,
I hate that. I got
I
that
hate
when I
it.
used Olay and Dove body washes. I used them in like high school because we would get them at like Costco and my sister and I would like split a pack. And I felt
Yeah.
like it left like a film on my skin because it's supposed to be like moisturizing and like you don't even need to use lotion type deal. And I just
Yeah.
feel it just didn't feel clean because I feel like I just have like a film on me. Sorry, Dove. Sorry, Olay stans.
No, it feels like a film and I can't get it off. And I've literally, the last couple of times I've been out, like laying out and shower afterward, I have to get back in the shower like 2 to 3 times because I'm realizing there's still residue on my body.
Yeah,
And
that's
I'm like,
why
this is disgusting.
I could never find one that I really liked. I even tried like the raw sugar and the native brand, and I'm like, it's just not for me, man. Not for me.
No. So I don't know. And I also don't love exfoliating right after I lay out because I just did all that work singeing my skin. And then
Correct.
exfoliating is taking off those dead skin cells. And I don't
Correct.
want that. I want it to be tan.
Yep. So
So
it's a strug.
we can't win here ever, really. Yeah.
We're all losers in God's
And on
little
that
hamster cage.
note, let's be.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Anyway,
take a
highly
nap.
recommend the guava from Trader Joe's for all my
Guava
guava
Girl summer.
bitches.
We
It is
had
a guava
hot
girl
rodent
summer.
boyfriend brat summer, and now we have Guava Girl summer.
It's a guava brat summer.
I'm not
Bless
gonna do
you.
it.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't gonna be
Well,
that good. I could feel it. So save it for
yeah,
my
save that burp.
behind closed doors.
What a crazy week it's been.
And
What
it's Monday at 2 p.m. So,
a
let's again. Here we go. Another fucking episode. We're ending like this. I have to pee, so I can't think about anything else. We gotta stop here.
I gotta stop here anyway. I'm fried.
Okay.
That took the piss out of me. Ha
Took the
ha
piss out of Emma.
ha. All right,
Okay.
you guys, follow us, Funny Hot Very Cool. I'm Hannah. That's Kimmy. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
You next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye, stupid idiot.